Good morning. Scotty, our miniature dachshund, was a wonderful trainer of us in terms of experiences of life. He had a relatively short life, but in that short life he taught us so much, and he gave my wife and I a real empathy for other people's predicaments. We're a couple with no children, but Scotty has helped us to feel something of what parenthood is like. It is obviously a whole lot more serious having children, but Scotty has given us a better feel for what parents go through when they celebrate the birth of their little one, when they worry about the responsibility on their shoulders, when they watch with pride or with joy or suffering, when they have to leave their loved one for an enforced absence. Scotty became blind. Parents have to cope with their children becoming disabled. Scotty got lost. Toddlers can toddle off too. Scotty had sleepless nights. We did along with him. Scotty became elderly and deaf and suffered dementia. Parents have to cope with elderly parents who become deaf and suffer dementia and become progressively more frail. Scotty, on a smaller scale of course, gave us a great insight into what carers have to go through. And then Scotty died. We got a taste of grief. Not as strong as grief for the loss of a human loved one, but serious grief nonetheless. So my wife and I learned an awful lot in the space of Scotty's 11 years, thanks to him and to the investment of love that we put into him. Yes, it was worth it. The full, rich tapestry of life, with its lighter and darker threads, is worth it. It is good. It's a privilege to experience it. This is true for a dog. How much more true for life generally, with friends and loved ones. Looking back on our lives, we thank God for the privilege of living and being able to play our part in the lives of others. Faith is hindsight in advance. Faith is knowing this conclusion when we're right in the middle of life's crises and experiences. That's why St. Paul could write from prison to the persecuted Christians in Philippi, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again I say, rejoice. "And in everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks."